Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
There is going to be some sort of justice. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, but it's going to be significant, as we are now going to find out over 170 names of Jeffrey Epstein's high-profile associates. They will be named in court documents set to be unsealed for in the first days of 2024. New reports have come out. A judge has ruled to unseal the documents that would name 177 does who are Epstein's friends, recruiters, and victims within the coming weeks. The material is related to a defamation case brought by Prince Andrew's accuser, Virginia Roberts, in New York against Epstein's Madden Maxwell. You may remember her as the girlfriend slash perverted psycho sicko that was trafficking underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. The hundreds of files, they say, will shed new light on the late financier's sex trafficking operation and his network of influence. This now coming from the Daily Mail. Dozens of Jeffrey Epstein's high-profile associates are in for a New Year surprise, as they will be named in court documents set to be released in the first days of 2024. The pedophile's powerful friends are set to be exposed as part of a vast unsealing that a judge ordered on Monday will take place in just days. It will take the release day to January 1. But as that is a holiday, it is likely the files will be made public the 2nd or the 3rd. Some of the 177 people will be identified across hundreds of files, which will shed new light on the late financier's sex trafficking operations and his network of influencers and those that partook in these activities. Judge Loretta wrote unsealed in full next to the names of 177 does who are Epstein's friends, recruiters, victims, and others whose names will be revealed when the material is released within the coming weeks. The material is related to a defamation case, as I mentioned earlier, brought by Prince Andrew's accuser, Virginia Roberts, in New York against Epstein's Madam. As you remember, Roberts sued Maxwell for defamation in 2016, and while the case was settled, the Miami Herald, which published a bombshell expose of Epstein that led to his arrest in 19, sued to get the documents made public. Some of the does are identified in the ruling through links to interviews they have given to the media, which the judge cited as a reason why they should not stay private. They include the housekeepers on Epstein's private island in the Caribbean, where some of the worst abuse that he perpetrated was carried out. In a ruling, the judge gave 14 days for any does who objected to their documents being made public to object, after which they would be unsealed. There will be documents about one of Prince Andrew's accusers who claim he fondled her breasts at Epstein's New York mansion. There will also be material about Hallie Robson, who was named as a recruiter in police files of Epstein's original investigation back in 2006 in Palm Beach, though she has more recently claimed she was a victim too. The filing suggests some documents will be related to a French model scout who was close to Epstein and allegedly abused many young women. Brunel hanged himself in a Paris prison cell in 2022 while waiting trial on a slew of sex charges. The documents in the case have been released on a rolling basis since 2019, when the first batch were made public days before Epstein also hanged himself, allegedly, in prison while awaiting trial on his sex trafficking charges. Among the revelations in previous batches of documents were emails between Prince Andrew and Epstein in 2015, when Roberts made allegations about him. The batch of 177 does in the final group is and includes many who were notified by the court but did not object to documents with their names on them being made public. The material is likely to include depositions, we're now being told, emails, legal documents, and other material not previously made public. Does three and four appear to be does, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Does three and four appear to be Miles and Kathy Alexander, a South African couple who managed Little St. James, Epstein's private island in the Caribbean, for years? The judge cited a 2011 interview the couple gave the Daily Mail as one of the reasons why their names should be made public. In the interview, the couple claimed that it was not their place to judge other people, even though they suspected some of the girls on the island were young. Kathy described how the Duke of York arrived with a blonde brain surgeon in her 30s and that, quote, he urinated on her foot when she trod on a sea urchin. The tranche of documents will also include those referring to Annie Farmer, one of the women who gave evidence at Maxwell's trial. She's identified as Doe 63, as the judge cited an interview she gave and notes she testified under her own name. Doe 64 appears to be a reference to Farmer's sister, Maria, as it cites the same interview as her sister in which both of them spoke. Doe 67 is one of the recruiters who was named during Maxwell's trial for luring a 14-year-old girl into Jeffrey Epstein's web. Caroline, who testified at Maxwell's trial that she was recruited at age 14 and repeatedly raped by Epstein, is identified as Doe number 5 due to an interview which the ruling cited. Tragically, she died earlier this year from an overdose in a hotel room in Florida. Doe 23 appeared to be Brunel, as it refers to a person who was subject to a widely publicized criminal prosecution abroad for, you guessed it, sex trafficking. Brunel was arrested for the crime in France but committed suicide before he could go to trial. It's amazing how many people die that are connected to Epstein. Have you noticed that? I mean, I keep going through the list of, oh, well, this person committed suicide, this person committed suicide, this person overdosed, this person died. Doe 24 is the only one who is identified by name. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, who has publicly called for all material related to him to be made public. Now, this judge Preska cited an NBC News interview she gave as the reason for unsealing material related to Doe 44. Among those who spoke out in the interview were Roberts and Epstein's victims. Another woman who says she was repeatedly raped by the pedophile as well. Also featured in the interview were Epstein's victims, a girl by the name of Jennifer, and Rachel. It's unclear which person the ruling refers to. Doe 154 is Haley Robson, who spoke out in the Netflix series Filthy Rich about Epstein's crimes and described how she was already a rape victim by the age of 16 when she got caught in his web. In the interview cited by the judge, Robson says that her image as portrayed in police reports, she bragged that she was like Heidi Fleiss, the infamous Hollywood madam. She was not mature enough to understand what was happening to her at the time. Perhaps most alarming for Prince Andrew is the inclusion of another one of Epstein's victims in the list of Does. The judge effectively named Joanna as Jane Doe 162 by citing a Mail article about her from 2021. So far, only small excerpts of her depositions have been made public, and those have been damning for the Duke, Prince Andrew. It was in 2007 that she first told of the alleged encounter with Andrew at Epstein's East 71st Street mansion in New York. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They stand behind their values and they stand behind exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profit, and that is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal with the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the radical left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders. And more than just that, they are actually a 100% U.S.-based company with customer service teams that make switching easy. So you can keep your same number you have right now. You can keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Friday76. That's Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make the switch today at patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
One of the victims said in a deposition, she recalled that she returned to the grand home after some sightseeing, and Prince Andrew was there and a couple of other girls my age. Prince Andrew was very charming, she said. She said that Maxwell, the madam and girlfriend of Epstein, came down with a present for him, a latex puppet of him from Spitting Image, a satirical British TV show. The victim added that Andrew had thought the puppet was funny because it was him. She said in a deposition, I just remember someone suggesting a photo, and they told us to get on the couch. And so Virginia Roberts and Andrew sat on the couch, and they put the puppet on her lap. Quote, and so I sat on Andrew's lap. I believe of my own volition. And they took the puppet's hand and put it on Virginia's breast. And so Andrew put his on mine. It was all done in a joking manner, and everybody laughed. Janelle was had a dirty sense of humor. There are 10 does whose names will not be made public, the judge ruled, because they are minor victims whose names have not been publicly revealed before. Quote, in those cases, their privacy outweighs the public's right to know, the ruling stated. In previously released documents in the case, Roberts named for the first time other powerful men, she alleges, that she had sex with, including former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Bill Richardson died in September. Other names included wealthy financier Glenn Dubin and now deceased MIT scientist Marvin Minsky, along with other prince, a foreign president, a well-known prime minister, and the owner of a large hotel chain in France. Emails sent by Andrew to Maxwell showed the panic that gripped him in early 2015 when Roberts made her allegations against him. In fact, an email to Maxwell at 5:50 a.m. on January the 5th, 2015, the Duke wrote, let me know when we can talk. Got some specific questions to ask you about Virginia Roberts. Maxwell replied, have some info. Call me when you have a moment. Roberts sued Andrew in 2021 at a court in New York for battery and infliction of emotional distress. They settled the case in February of 2022 for a reported $12 million. Andrew, of course, has always denied any wrongdoing and told the BBC in an interview that he never remembered meeting Roberts, who now lives in Australia and goes by her married name. These over 170 high-profile associates being named is exactly what should happen. It should have happened, by the way, a long time ago. It should have happened a very long time ago. And the fact that it took this long, and by the way, I'm glad that this is happening. I'm glad that it's coming out. I think it's important that it's coming out now. But you've got over 170 of Jeffrey Epstein's high-profile associates that will be named in court documents, set to be unsealed, and these people are going to be terrified of what we're going to finally get to see as a public. What I also think is incredibly frustrating is how many of these men who victimized and had sex and or raped underage girls still are in massive positions of power and have been flourishing because their names have been protected. That's something else that needs to be talked about. It's not just the fact that they deserve to be held accountable for what they have, I think, done in these horrific sexual abuse of underage girls. But it's the fact that the entire system has been protecting them. You know, Jeffrey Epstein's death, and I don't believe that he hung himself. I want to be clear. I don't believe that the cameras were accidentally not working on that night. I don't believe that the recorders were accidentally turned off. I don't believe any of that. I think they're incredibly powerful men, Democrats and Republicans, from what I've been told, who are doing everything they can to protect themselves. I don't believe for a second that what happened with his death was accurate. I think everybody has been lying because there are such high profile. I mean, look at the words used, a powerful president of a foreign country, she says, that was a part of this ring. Top executives, top CEOs, members of the royal family. What else do you need? Seriously, what else do you need? But when there are this many people that are this big, they have power. They have the ability to protect themselves. They have the ability to, at all costs. Let me compare this to one thing with the Biden crime family. When you're so powerful and you have so much on so many people, that even when you do fall from grace, there's still people that need to protect you. And that's how Jeffrey Epstein set this up. Very much the same way that the Biden crime family has been set up, right? You have other people that if I go down, you go down with me, right? You want to tell the dirty laundry? Fine. Guess what? Everybody goes down. So there is a protection here. I mean, we've been told that they had videotapes that Epstein had of hidden cameras that apparently the FBI has had for years. Blackmail videos that Epstein had. So people would come in that were high powered. He would put, from what we understand, he had hidden cameras in rooms where they were doing their sexual acts. And that was his way of protecting himself. Like, hey, you come after me or you don't do what I need for you. And guess what happens? You want to play that game? Then let's play that game. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Let me also say this about Epstein, because, again, this is a... These 170 of Jeffrey Epstein's high-profile associates are going to be named. Why did this take so long? Why? Why is it that he was protected for so long, even after his death? It's not about him. It's because the people around him know what's going to happen. I want to play for you Jeffrey Berman. He's the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. And what he had to say at a press conference, this is back in 2019, about Jeffrey Epstein and the victims around him. And by the way, the many people that abused these women as well. Listen.
I was 14 years old at the time that they were allegedly abused. As alleged, Epstein was well aware that many of his victims were minors. And not surprisingly, many of the underage girls that Epstein allegedly victimized were particularly vulnerable to exploitation. The alleged behavior shocks the conscience. And while the charged conduct is from a number of years ago, it is still profoundly important to the many alleged victims, now young women. They deserve their day in court, and we are proud to be standing up for them by bringing this indictment. Combating sex trafficking and exploitation of children is a priority for this office and for the Department of Justice, as the sexual abuse of a minor can have devastating effects on victims, often lasting for years. That is why my office will not rest until perpetrators of these types of crimes are brought to justice. Victims' voices, including the many voices of Epstein's alleged victims, must be heard. To that end, I want to say...
And let me jump back in here and just say, he lied to you. The last part that he said there, they deserve their day in court, and we are proud to be standing up for them by bringing this indictment. Combating sex trafficking and exploitation of children is a priority for this office and the Department of Justice, as the sexual abuse of a minor can have devastating effects on victims, often lasting for years. This is why my office will not rest until perpetrators of these types of crimes are brought to justice. Victims' voices, including the many voices of Epstein's alleged victims, must be heard. The problem is that's a lie, because not a single person has been arrested and that was a client of Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell. You've got the highest level of world leaders, of executives who were partaking in the abuse, the sexual abuse and sex trafficking of minors. And the Democratic Party, with this U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, said, we're going to make sure we get them. None of it happened. Let me remind you when Bill Clinton got asked about his connection to Jeffrey Epstein and Epstein Island. Remember, he was there several times. Take a listen to what he had to say when he was asked about it.
Any comments on the alleged allegation of your connection with Jeffrey Epstein?
Bill Clinton, if you looked at the camera and laughed. He's like, I think the evidence is clear. Ha, ha, ha. He laughs. He looks at the camera and laughs. There are pictures of Bill Clinton receiving back massages by those that were abused by Jeffrey Epstein. We know this. Hugh Hewitt saying back in 2016 on MSNBC this about Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton directly.
Crossing the line. how Donald Trump behaved with women in private. The woman we're talking about here, Roanne Brewer Lane, was the lead anecdote they use in this story. She's saying he was a gentleman. These are her words. She's saying he was a gentleman toward me. There were no issues. I had no problem with him whatsoever. The Times twisted this. You heard the Times statement there. This is from the last few minutes. What's your reaction to it?
My reaction to the New York Times is not covering itself in glory here, Steve. My first reaction when I saw the piece yesterday was, I wonder if there is any similar piece on Bill Clinton from May of 1992. And of course, there isn't. There was some coverage of Jennifer Flowers, but no in-depth reporting on Bill Clinton's past relationship with women to whom he was not married. So I think the double standard is already at play. And then to have one of your key participants in the story step forward and say that she has been mischaracterized on the morning after is a significant hit on the New York Times. I'd also add that this morning on Morning Joe, the name Jeffrey Epstein came up for the first time. And Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, that's not a Google search that the Clinton campaign really wants to have people undertaking on a daily basis. So at the end of this news cycle, or halfway through this news cycle, I don't think it's helping Hillary Clinton to be talking about the past infidelities or alleged improprieties of any candidate or their spouse right now.
By the way, what he said there about Epstein, that was back in 2016. The New York Times did this hit piece on Trump. The people they were saying that he was, you know, acting inappropriately with came out and said, no, that's not true at all. They twisted the headlines. But is Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton not a Google search the Clinton campaign wants? I couldn't agree more. You know, Democrats defended Epstein. They defended Epstein at all costs. There was also something else that happened. It was the plea deal, the Epstein plea deal. Many referred to it as a example of a rigged system. Steve Hilton on Fox saying this back in 2019.
Trace, thank you very much. Here now, Steve Hilton, host of The Next Revolution. There are a lot of people, Steve, who do not want this story to see the light of day again.
That's exactly right, but it's really important that we do for exactly those facts that Trace laid out there so brilliantly. This is a really outrageous example of something that people have been complaining about more and more over the last few years. We hear it all the time, the rigged system. Mm-hmm. And I'd ask people to think about it like this. Everyone who thinks that Hillary Clinton, for example, and the Clintons, the way that they've been treated by the justice system means that there's one rule for the rich and the powerful and the well-connected and one for everyone else. It's exactly the same here for this monster, and that's what he is. He's a pedophile monster, this guy Epstein. And it turns out, because you've got friends like Alexandra Acosta in your pocket back then in Florida, you get away with a sentence that no one else who didn't have that wealth and those connections would do. And if there's one rule for the Clintons, it should be the same here. He should go.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. 13-month sentence, and he was allowed to leave 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So he pretty much had free rein to do whatever he wanted when he was supposedly incarcerated. This is a statement from Mr. Acosta back in 2011 on this case. He says, the bottom line is Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire, served time in jail and is now a registered sex offender. He's been required to pay his victims restitution, though restitution clearly cannot compensate for the crime. But there's some really great reporting that was done by the Miami Herald on this story, and they spoke to a lot of these women, and what their concern is that they were never told that a deal was being made. And they feel like they never got their day to tell their story before he was sentenced.
That's exactly right. And that's what's been investigated now. And it looks like that itself was a crime on the part of the prosecutors. They didn't follow the rules. So in their statement from the Labor Department saying, oh, well, he followed that, it was all agreed by the high-ups and he was just following procedure. First of all, it's disgusting to hide behind the kind of bureaucratic fine print in that way and not take responsibility. Yeah. But secondly, it doesn't even look as if it was true. And there's another thing I'd say is, like, look, fine, he may be doing a good job as Labor Secretary. I don't have any reason to doubt that. I mean, obviously, we've got a very good economy. People are getting jobs. That's great. But honestly, if there's no accountability here, if something like this can happen, if a monster like this can get away with this, and people can see all the facts and see that nothing is done about it, and that Alexandra Acosta just sails on without taking responsibility, it will further undermine everyone's confidence in our entire system of governance.
Great points.
he got a deal then. They protected him. He went home 6 out of 7 days a week while he was supposed to be in jail. And they made sure that all this went away from him so he could then do it again. And the people that were protecting him are the people that I'm sure he could blackmail that he had on tapes. And that was his, in essence, get out of jail free card, at least 6 out of 7 days a week while he was supposed to be in jail. And then he got back out and he was able to do it all over again.
Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. And make sure you write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.